5 o'clock hour, as you know, if it's not the best hour already,
it's Funky Buddha.
Funky Buddha Brewery Happy Hour. Channing loves him some Funky Buddha Brew.
Oh, man. I'm going to enjoy tonight.
What's the new one for the hockey season?
Gloves off.
Gloves off.
And the first time I'm going to taste it is tomorrow night after the game, 6:01.
Very excited.
It's straight down from underneath us, 2 minutes away.
Oh, it's right next to Pantherland, right?
Yeah, we're right on top of Pantherland, so right down the stairs, and I'm going to have me a gloves off right then.
Let us go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to Ira Winderman, who covers the NBA and the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Hello, Ira.
To answer your question before you ask, no, I have never before ever seen anything like this ever.
I mean, this is pretty amazing what's transpiring today with Jimmy Butler. We've been reading nonstop on the air the Adrian Wojnarowski tweets of what's going on at Minnesota's practice. So what do you make of all this?
This is a confounding part to me, is how Jimmy Butler can call out everyone for saying, and you said I wasn't good enough, I'm your best player, when he wants out of there anyway. And there still was a chance of him getting the maximum salary he wanted if he played differently. But to return now and sort of with his vitriol, just the way he handled it, number one, the way the Timberwolves handled it, number two, and this is not going to end well. This is a lot like Carmelo Anthony with the Nuggets when he forced his deal to New York and then the Knicks couldn't get supporting players for him. It's just an ugly touch from a team that shows you utter incompetence in the front office. Why in the first place say, yes, we will try to meet his demands for a trade if you knew there was any chance it could turn out like this instead? I mean, it just shows you that there is a degree of incompetence there that will never go away. The Timberwolves have made them a laughingstock, and Jimmy Butler was more than happy to be the one to point it out to everyone today in their practice.
And Ira, the longer this, I don't even know if you call it a negotiation, whatever this situation is, the longer it goes on, does that become more advantageous to the buyers or the sellers, who would be Minnesota?
Oh, Minnesota's screwed. Minnesota is totally screwed. And that's what happened to this whole thing, Channing, is a GM like Scott Layden or a coach like Tom Thibodeau doesn't want to look like they're getting pennies on the dollar. But when you say you're selling something and that you're taking offers and that you are going to trade it, it immediately reduces the value. It's like driving a car off the lot, unless it's one of those fabulous Buicks, in which case you know you're going to lose a certain value along the way. That's what happened right now when it came to how the Timberwolves were going to handle it. They totally messed up this situation. They're going to get maybe 80 cents on the dollar instead of 50 cents on the dollar, but they're not going to get the full value of what they thought when it came to what a player like Jimmy Butler is worth.
But you've read the accounts of Adrian Wojnarowski at practice today and what transpired?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm referring to.
But isn't that, like, can't you take that as this? Now, here's what Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted about 15 minutes ago.
Sure.
A lot of Minnesota players left Timberwolves practice today energized by Butler's performance, mesmerized with him taking end-of-bench players and running the table on the regular, sources said. At the end, he marched out like a mic drop. Butler delivered a tour de force. Like, couldn't you make that as,
no,
hey, we're better with this dude? Like,
no,
let's mend fences and let's go and compete this season.
I'll tell you why, Hawk. The moment that it was announced that Jimmy Butler would be traded, Karl-Anthony Towns signed his nearly $200 million extension. Clearly didn't want to play with him. So you could energize all the bench guys you want. Remember, NBA teams are carrying 20 players right now. You could energize players 4 through 20. Wow, what a man. We're going to be great with him. But if you're leading men, even if you made a mistake choosing your leading men, and Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are told he wouldn't be here, it doesn't energize a darn thing. I mean, wow, he energized players 5 through 20. So what? This was all about them telling Karl-Anthony Towns, we are giving you the keys to the franchise. And now it's like them coming back. You could say it's a mic drop. I'm saying it's a keys drop. And Jimmy Butler's saying, nah, I could still own this team. Can you imagine how Karl-Anthony Towns feels right now? Even, and I'm not a biggest supporter of his game, even how an Andrew Wiggins feels right now. So, again, if you're making a decision by Minnesota, fine, we're trading Jimmy Butler, we're going to get young talent, maybe a Winslow, maybe a Richardson, maybe Adebayo from the Heat, and we're going to build around other guys, and then this guy shows back up, which is it? To me, and again, it's not the same level, it's almost going to create a Shaq kind of Kobe deal. I'm not saying it's that level of player, but it's two guys who were told, this is your team, and the Lakers eventually had to pick one and trade one. That's where this stood all along. Energizing players 5 through 20, who gives a rat's butt about that?
But Ira, there's no way to like sit them down. Like you're saying, I know there was promises made, but sit the guys down and say, hey, things have changed. We need y'all three to play together. Tighten up.
Yeah, I don't think so. When one guy still doesn't want to be there, when one guy's still going to be a free agent next summer, when one guy is not going to get the money. I mean, can you, Channing, let me ask you this. You can go through the whole act and charade, and Jimmy Butler can come in and be a good citizen and run all the plays and show up and play every day, so then you get to July 1, okay? We're fast-forwarding to July 1. You now can give Jimmy Butler, I don't remember what it was, like $240 million. Let me ask you this. How these last 3 weeks played out, no matter what follows, would you feel comfortable as the Timberwolves giving Jimmy Butler that kind of money?
No, I wouldn't give him another dime.
So why go through the next 9 months of that when you know what the end game is and what Jimmy Butler knows what the end game is? It works this way. The team that you belong to after your final regular season game is the only team that can give you the larger contract, probably about $50, $60 million more than anyone. What Jimmy Butler wanted with his bird rights is to go to a place where they can give him the money and where he wants to be. So this isn't going away. I'll ask you another question, Channing, because you are guy who was in the game. You're Jimmy Butler into the game. Coach Thibodeau calls up a play where you have the ball, you fake like you're going to shoot, and you throw the ball into Karl Anthony Towns. Do you actually do that?
No, and if I do, Karl better throw that damn ball back out when I get open because Jimmy Butler.
I think Crowder's lying here.
No.
And yes, absolutely. You're a professional athlete. You're going to try to. When you're out there, you're not going to embarrass yourself, and you're not going to, you know, they freezed out Michael, in the All-Star game? But
you know,
I mean, like,
it's the question with when Dwayne Wade comes back, and we ask this year who's going to be to take the last shot. Yes. Dwayne Wade is going to take the last shot. Jimmy Butler thinks he's Dwayne Wade.
Yes, well, Jimmy Butler is the closest to Dwayne Wade, prime Dwayne Wade on that team. He should.
Yeah, this is such a different situation because basketball is such an individual sport, and guys wave off coaches all the time in this league. And when it works, everyone's happy. And when it doesn't, you have a crisis. I mean, Minnesota has to decide what they're going to be. Do they believe with a toxic Jimmy Butler and Wiggins with Towns, they're going to win the West? I mean, guys, let's do the best-case scenario, okay? Jimmy Butler, everyone's singing Kumbaya. Weed is legal up there in parts of Minnesota. They all go to the dispensary. They get real mellow before the start of the season. Are they beating out the Warriors? Are
Heck
they beating out the Rockets?
No.
Are they even beating out LeBron James in a playoff series? Are they beating Russell Westbrook and Paul George? In other words, this is not the Timberwolves' time either. So why not get assets for when it might be their time? Kevin Durant, there's talk already that he's going to leave the Warriors. Maybe Golden State a year from now won't be the same team. Maybe the Carmelo, Chris Paul, and James Harden thing implodes and it's not the same thing. Maybe Russell Westbrook says, hey, I made a mistake. I want to go play with LeBron. Trade me or get me out of here. The Timberwolves' time is in the future. So we're not just talking about Jimmy Butler making nice for one season. We're talking about, do you really think long term he can wind up there? And I don't see that happening.
Well, but maybe the Heat end up, like, what's the offer right now? Josh Richardson and a protected first rounder?
Josh Richardson, Bam Adebayo, protected first round pick is the one that's been printed and thrown out there as the possibility between Mark Stein and the New York Times, Adrian Wojnarowski, the Vertical. That's sort of been this is the working best proposal that at least brings the two teams to the table, and then they could work out cap space and things like that.
But if you're the Heat, maybe you back off on that now, because what's the point of going out and getting Jimmy Butler right now when the asking price should be lower, giving up a first-round pick even if it's protected, and a young guy like Josh Richardson? Like, maybe you just wait it out.
Well, that's why I posted that story today at SunSentinel.com, and I spoke to Chris Webber and Reggie Miller, and I asked them flat out, would you trade Josh Richardson in this deal? Would you do the deal we just made? They both said no. They both said because this isn't the Heat's time either, because the Heat needs players to grow with, because with the way the Celtics look right now and even the Raptors and the Sixers, it's not like Chris Webber said, is that going to get you 7 more wins, let's say? So where does that put you in the East anyway? Does it make you a contender for another 7 years? So there's a lot to think about. Here's the other thing. Jimmy Butler had major differences with two coaching staffs in Chicago. He's had major differences clearly with ownership and management and teammates right now in Minnesota. Channing, doesn't that reach a point where a player maybe other players view as being a little bit toxic?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch, especially I think in basketball it's bigger because, like you're saying, it's only five guys. Like if one guy's mad, he can mess up a game plan.
Yeah, and this reminds me also almost of Ndamukong Suh the previous few years, how he broke off the team game plan and he was freelancing, and all of a sudden the other teams were running like crazy against him, but he always held himself as if he was a private contractor on loan to the Dolphins, and it really worked out rather poorly. And say what you want, but at least the Dolphins got out from under that. I think that's something you have to consider also. So in other words, there is very little leverage from the Timberwolves. I think Jimmy Butler is not in a very good personal selling point right now either. So yeah, I think you could back off your offers, but you know what? Tom Thibodeau wants to win, and he only wants to win because he's a live-in-the-moment kind of guy. So he might say, hey, I'll be miserable until the February trading deadline. If I'm off someone fourth place in the West, and then we deal Jimmy Butler, I'll be in a lot better shape to at least make the playoffs. If you deal Jimmy Butler now, probably not going to make the playoffs. So I think there's that element there also where Tibbs only lives in the moment.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at the Sun Sentinel or Ira Heatbeat on Twitter. We're up against a break. So quickly, Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves and the Heat, what do you think comes of it?
I still think they talk. I still think both teams want to get an agreement. The Heat know they need a leading man to attract their next leading man in free agency. It's a matter of if the Timberwolves back off. I do not think today was a positive revelation at all for Jimmy Butler, for the Timberwolves, for Tom Thibodeau, for Scott Layden. I think this is exactly what Jimmy Butler wanted to know, and he's going on SportsCenter apparently and ESPN later. I want to see what that interview is going to be like. This is when people realize you can go to the media and use us to your advantage. So I think today is just the first day of it getting uglier and uglier and uglier in Minnesota.
If the Heat give up Josh Richardson, Bam Adebayo, and a protected first-round draft pick, did they give up too much?
I believe so, but I also believe that Pat Riley knows far more about the NBA than I do, and Pat Riley also in his office might have a list of players where he says to himself, you know what? If we get Jimmy Butler, I think we can also get this player. So what I have to find out now, who is mystery player X, who's the second guy that he believes he can pair with Jimmy Butler? That might be the ultimate endgame of all of this. We might have our answer in 2 years.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, Ira.
Hey, the players are walking by on the way to the locker room, so hoping to talk too loud. Thanks,
look
guys.
Look at you, getting it done from the American Airlines Arena.